If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Malcolm Nance. Okay, that's Malcolm it. Nance. That's enough jingle. Good morning, Malcolm Nance.
Good God. Where did you get the word good from?
I don't know. You've been up all night like I have, it sounds like.
Jeez Louise.
Malcolm Nance, right. Hold me. Seriously. What? I have to say, maybe even you were a little surprised at this, right?
Well, I was shocked, surprised. You know, the funny thing is, I thought Trump would do something. But, you know, some people were saying, well, look out for the next 24 hours, let's see who he bombs. But to actually go so far as to, you know, it's like they took out a bullet point list of all the things Nixon did and said, listen, what haven't we done yet? Let's fire the chief investigator of the Russian probe, and let's make sure that everyone thinks whatever we're up to is absolutely the most suspicious thing possible. I don't know. Maybe their Russian advisory team that's over there in the White House is not actually getting to them before they hit the Twitter button.
Malcolm, I don't even know which thing to ask you about first, but he's meeting today with Lavrov, the Russian who, according to MI6 Steele, ran Putin's election hacking operation. I mean, if there's a word that's beyond brazen, I guess this is it, right?
Yeah, I don't even recall that being on the schedule. I think that yesterday they were saying the president's schedule was clear today. Huh. And then only later on it was announced that he would be meeting the Russian foreign minister, him and Tillerson. And, you know, I tweeted about this. I said, heads, it's a quid pro quo. Tails, it's, you know, a fitness evaluation by their case officer who would be handling them from Russian intelligence. It's just absolutely amazing. Nothing more could be done than him, I don't know, calling Putin and giving him a congratulations call on his firing Comey. This is everything about it looks dirty. It looks wrong, and it looks almost as if he is reporting into his masters.
Well, thank you. I mean, we're already in an America that you and I don't recognize, where he calls strongmen and dictators to congratulate them and, you know, doesn't call Macron, doesn't shake Merkel's hand. I mean, Malcolm, so many questions this morning. Someone said, this can't be a coincidence they did this while Comey was in L.A. They're like, did they seal his office? Does he have access to his files? Like, what happens
first,
now, Malcolm? I mean, this is...
First, do I have to invoke Nance's law? I mean, what do we say? Right, coincidence takes a lot of planning. There is no coincidence that he was in Los Angeles and learned about it when he turned around at the FBI offices and saw breaking news that he was fired right behind him. There were people who were standing with him. We saw that happen. This is a coordinated hit. And back to the old intelligence dictums of why? Why is your target behaving this way? What is the motivational background for whatever he's doing? There is always a why, and the only thing that you can put in at this point is to stop the investigation against Russia.
Well, and hours after CNN reports that there are already subpoenas out, right?
Well, the subpoenas, now, we should not cut... You know, we should not confuse these with some of the breathless reporting that you see on the internet. These were requests for records related to Michael Flynn's finances from people who were associated with Flynn. There was a subpoena put out to get those records. It was not indictments and things like that that people were predicting all over the place. But it was just another nail in the coffin that shows Michael Flynn, who now, with Sally Yates' testimony the other day, which I thought we would be talking about, shows that this story is coming as close to him being a turned Russian agent as we're ever going to get.
Well, Malcolm,
the only thing left is Benedict Arnold.
Thank you. I got to ask you, because that's obviously the first thing everybody's talking about, because everything is so unbelievably abnormal about this, but the Trump, first of all, we know that most everything out of his mouth is a lie, but the part in his letter that said, even though I appreciate you telling me three times in person that I'm not a target, well, don't you think that's, I mean, what can you even say about that? That's obviously a lie.
if it's not a lie, that means that the President of the United States has broken the law three times. He cannot be communicating with the investigators of an investigation. You know, but that, I mean, come on, it was patently obvious. I mean, he was firing him because of his mishandling of Hillary Clinton and violating her civil rights. I mean, this is absolutely insane, and it's an insult to everyone to think that this is what you would do. What we are, you know, unfortunately, I'm sorry to say it, but we've moved to the point where the United States is teetering on the edge of a Russian-style autocracy. And he thought he could just do it and get away with it. And, you know, people are saying, you know, people write to me all day, what do we do? What do we do? You know, you've got to make your voices heard out there. You know, we're all individuals. My own representative yesterday supported this move, which is insane, that people would not want the FBI to continue their work, that our national counterintelligence officers should be rightfully hunting down potentially Russian spies in our midst, and that the White House is trying to stop it dead.
Malcolm, I get so many questions for you by email. I got to save them. Sherry says, Steph, I have a question for Malcolm. Do you think the Russians have hacked or obtained compromising material on other Republicans? What do you think they have on Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and crew? Maybe this is why they're not acting like patriots. I mean, this is what we're all wondering, right?
Well, I mean, Russia can hack and get information on any of those people without them knowing it. And they we already learned from Director Rogers that they believe the Russians were targeted. Sorry, not the Russians. See how that goes? The Republicans were targeted at the same time, and that their information wasn't released. And, you know, it takes time to develop up your target package, but I don't think that they're being blackmailed. I don't think that they're in a state of compromise. I think that they've just decided that their party will get away with whatever they want. You know, and I was a Republican most of my life, right?
Right.
And they've just decided that they will get away with it and they will just cover for this. But, you know, if it gets any worse than it is, if the special investigator is appointed and this goes towards where we think it's going, where that people have been operating with the cooperation of Russia, quite possibly colluding with Russia, or a paid intelligence officer for Russia, then we'll just have to see how quickly they abandon Trump at that point. But for now,
I mean, he's, you know, as you know, I know this was, as I keep saying, several felonies ago, but you were tweeting about the Clapper and Sally Yates hearing, and of course he completely mischaracterized that, right? Like he was exonerated, and you're like, that's not at all what the test, it was the opposite.
He has this is my only fear, or my greatest fear, is that he cannot tell the difference between truth and a lie.
Yeah.
And that means that he lives in an alternate reality. And there's an excellent article in Politico this morning, if you haven't read it, about how he was obsessed with the Russian investigation, how he would rant at the television.
At the television, screaming at the TV, why isn't this over?
Right. Right. I mean, he doesn't seem to understand that there's a process, and he just thinks he's going to pull an apprentice on this thing. Mm-hmm. And now he has, you know, I made a joke this morning that it's like throwing a bucket of, you know, having a fire and throwing a bucket of gas on top of it while exploding a propane tank and then detonating an atomic bomb. It's the same reaction that's going to happen now.
Well, Malcolm, we hear that, oh, the White House was surprised by the reaction. Really? You fire the guy that's investigating you and your campaign?
And you know, some people say that he didn't understand the implications of this. I mean, he's in the room where a president was kicked out of the Oval Office for doing this exact same thing. Granted, there were no subpoenas. You know, John Dean was on yesterday saying it's not to the exact same level, but it's the same pattern of activity.
What's the Tuesday night massacre? Somebody tweeted, don't you realize you're supposed to wait till Saturday to do this?
Don't worry. Who knows who's going to get fired this Saturday?
You're fired.
So at this point, we just understand one thing has happened here. The target, you know, by the way, I love introducing intelligence jargon to you. You know, we always say the target is buggy because he doesn't know where the information that's taking him down comes from. Another phrase we use when the target is just completely going, you know, crazy, we say he's going over the side.
Right. Well, as I said earlier on the show, Malcolm, you're always ahead of the curve, and I don't know when you tweeted that, but you said he knows he's caught. I mean,
no,
period.
3 months ago.
Yeah, thank you.
He's caught, and now he is starting to, people are coming to him, I believe, and explaining to him how he can use the levers of power to get out of being caught. But he doesn't understand. And this is where, I'm sorry, if anybody who hasn't read the three-volume set, The Debate on the Constitution by James Madison, go read it. The brilliancy of our founding fathers to put in systems and processes that would catch people even when they were in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Even with a Congress that wants to comply.
Well,
the system is designed to come down to the ultimate.
Okay. Well, that's what but people are saying, Malcolm. I know you always said, like, this is going to be okay, just be patient. But, you know, I think what one of the big differences is Democrats were in charge of Congress when Nixon was in, right? So, and the fact that this appears to be a party that has absolutely chosen party over country. And so, do you think happens now, and what can happen now? Someone was saying that he can even fire a special prosecutor, right?
Somebody sent me a flyer, an online flyer this morning, that on June 2nd, or I believe, there's going to be a march, a national march called the March for Truth.
I think we ought to move that up a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, well, no, you need time to organize, but it's all local. Everybody can now register and create their own march against this Russian activity.
Yeah.
And now here's a reason to do it, because, you know, we have a nation that needs to be defended, and everyone needs to stand up for the defense of this democracy. And to do that, you know, what did Franklin say? What do you have, Mr. Franklin? A republic, if you can keep it. And
yeah,
we are at the point now where we are going to have to fight for this democracy.
Well, I'm just curious, because obviously everybody is looking around going, we just have never been here. It's, you know, constitutional crisis. It's a cold civil war. It's like whatever you want to call it, I don't think is hyperbole, is it? And I mean, what can I ask, what's your best guess on what you think is going to happen now, or what should?
Well, I think what's going to happen is you have to remember one thing. Donald Trump was elected by just 25% of the voting public.
Yeah.
25%. There's the 75%, 50 that didn't vote, and the 25 that voted and got 3 million more votes for Hillary Clinton. And now that 75% needs to come together. The education of the 50% of the voters who don't have time for this, they are going to start watching, paying attention now.
Yeah.
And, you know, so long as Fox News has been on. And they are just going to start seeing the words treason, impeachment, cover up, hiding,
right?
Fine.
Malcolm, you've always said, you know, you've always told us this whole thing, like, be patient, an investigation takes time, intelligence is different than evidence. And this is why I was saying I feel like we're in a race against the clock, and hurry up, James Comey. Well, now here we are. So, and you always said this is not a regular FBI investigation. This is counter-espionage. What happens to that now, today, as we speak?
Well, you know, the guys who are the counterintelligence, you know, the spy hunters at the FBI, these are not people that can be intimidated. You know, they're talking about Rudy Giuliani or Sheriff Clark, you know, as potential candidate for the FBI director. That person has to be confirmed. And they won't be confirmed so long as, you know, the four or five Republicans right now that are against the firing of Comey. A lot of these Republicans liked Comey, and they thought he was a relatively straight shooter, even with the Hillary Clinton stuff. But you bring in a sycophant, you bring in someone who is completely in the pocket of the president, and that you know will help him commit crimes, you know, first off, that's the job of the attorney general, which is to be an impartial body.
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani's up to his ears in this, right?
Right. He may actually, in fact, be a target.
Thank you.
Right. So, you know, really, everyone needs to get on their phones, call their senators, no email, call.
Okay.
And flood the lines and tell them what you want, which is a special prosecutor, if that's what you want, or an investigation, if that's what you want, or if you support the president, call and say that.
Yeah.
All we're going to say is, this is a situation where people power, and by the way, the Russians, terrified of people power. They actually put a warning out to Trump a couple of months ago saying that if you don't watch it, you'll have a American Maidan, which was the Ukrainian movement that threw out the pro Moscow people.
Thank
and
God.
They do not want the American public to stand up for them.
Thank God for what happened in France. And of course, by the way, it was our intel, of course, that gave France a heads up that Russia was hacking them, which they did, what they did for us too, right? It was our allies.
Let me make a little prediction for you.
Yeah.
You know, of the intelligence triumvirate in the world, U.S., U.K., and France. The smaller nations, like the Eastern European nations, Sub-Saharan African nations, nations that just don't have those deep ties to the United States, tend to have much deeper ties to DGSE, French intelligence. And, you know, if you now see that the risk of Moscow getting away with whatever they wanted has happened, you know, I would start watching the French newspapers to mm-hmm. see what falls off a truck. Because okay. these guys, people are going to start dropping dimes.
Good.
And I've been saying that for months. That's my only prediction. It's only come true twice. But be prepared to see nations that are terrified of this.
Good.
Really. Especially if sanctions are lifted today, right? Russia.
Yeah.
Then it's quid pro quo.
Oh, my God. Quickly, Malcolm, Steve wants to know, Steph, ask Malcolm, is it likely that Pence was well aware of Michael Flynn's involvement with the Russians all along?
Yeah, well, I mean, Representative Cummings sent a letter in November warning Mike Pence about Flynn's ties. You know, I do not believe for a minute that Mike Pence and Donald Trump did not send General Flynn to speak to Kislyak.
Thank you, thank you. Okay.
Five times
all right.
on the day that they were being kicked out.
We're way long. Steve just has a last question. Has Mr. Nance been made aware that you would toss him overboard for an unobstructed shot at Sally Yates?
I have a life jacket. No, honestly.
All right. Love you, Malcolm. Listen, dinner party's happening. Adam Schiff, I'll call you later. Let's do this.
Call me.
All right. Bye. All right. Love you. Bye. Okay.